the next conquest. Kung Fu Energy Drink. Master the power.
The news.
Community news.
First, the local news.
Welcome to Millennium Radio Community News of 14 hours. We look at stories making headlines. Albinism Foundation of Zambia calls for deliberate policy in education sector. ZCSA warns against manufacturing of illicit beverages. With the news in detail, I'm Sharon Peary. We look at news from Eastern. The Albinism Foundation of Zambia has called for deliberate school reforms aiming to address various challenges faced by children living with albinism. Webster Nyoni, the foundation's secretary for the Eastern Province, says that in addition to tackling discrimination, myths and misunderstandings, children with albinism still experience difficulties such as sensitivity to light and vision impairments. The Albinism Foundation of Zambia has made a strong appeal for the establishment of deliberate policies aimed at addressing the numerous challenges encountered by children who live with albinism. Mr. Nyoni says the foundation is advocating for comprehensive solutions that will improve the quality of life for children with albinism and ensure they receive the support and understanding they need for from society.
Most of the print that is generally in schools is specifically made for those children whose vision is just okay. But for persons with albinism, you find that it's very, very difficult for them to see. Even when a teacher writes on the board, that already is a learning difficulty. So they have a lot of difficulties in learning. When, especially when it comes to writing tests, teachers will just get into class. Because of lack of that information, they will just go on to the board and probably write.
We now move to Central Province. Chibombo District Commissioner Lloyd Kayeka has commended government for the implementation of school feeding programs. Mr. Kayeka says that the program will play a crucial role in enhancing student attendance and has notably decreased the rate of absenteeism among the learners within the district. He says that the positive impact of providing nutritious meals, which not only fuels the students' physical needs, but also encourages them to actively participate in their education and attend classes more regularly. Mr. Kayeka says that this initiative is seen as a vital step towards improving educational outcomes and fostering a supportive learning environment for all students.
Those who come from very far away, to where the schools are positioned, they are able to be fed during lunch and continue with their afternoon timetable of their study.
And moving on to Lusaka, the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, has noted with sadness the reported deaths of three people in Kalomo District of Southern Province for consuming a suspected illicit beer. ZCSA Acting Communication and Public Relations Manager Onisius Mamba says the three died after consuming beer made from methylated spirit, fertilizer, and tire mending solution, among other substances which are not meant for human consumption. He says consumption of illicit beverages made from methylated spirit, fertilizer, and other substances not meant for human consumption can cause damage to many body organs such as kidneys, heart, and eyes, or lead to severe poisoning and death. Mr. Mamba says the agency will intensify enforcement and public education activities on illegal production and sale of beverages in a quest to enhance the safety of consumers.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, has noted with sadness the reported deaths of three people in Kalomo District of Southern Province for consuming a suspected illicit beer allegedly made from methylated spirit, fertilizer, and tire mending solution, among other substances which are not meant for human consumption. ZICSA, a statutory body under the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry, is mandated by the Compulsory Standards Act No. 3 of 2017 to administer, maintain and enforce compulsory standards for the purpose of public safety, health, consumer and environmental protection, ZICSA, which regulates beverages among other products.
We have more news after the break.
Turn app and get breaking news on all your devices. News.
I would want to dispute this if which is at Funukana kuti CDFC Serenza, Niboza. If a constituency had since independence, it's one of the least developed. Which are these constituency more you may in a permanent night Nankala elected as a member of parliament. Literally I found nothing.
Cash Community News on Millennium Radio at 06:30 and 14 hours weekdays.
Panapamoela, Baliubu Yantanshi. Tureto Tela, Abakateka, Pakutuletela, Wiantanshi. Kwena, Tureto Tela, Tulipanshi, Pakutuletela, Mayanda. Kwale, Wujush Pamlandua, Waka Fundisha. If you think Vale, Wakona Paskulu, Pamlandua, Stapaya, Wakushiroleke Chapo.
Millennium Radio, your number one in news and talk station.
Welcome back. Still in Lusaka. Lusaka Province Permanent Secretary Joe Kalusa has commended government for the implementation of a free education policy, which has proven to be a significant initiative. Mr. Kalusa, who is also the chairperson for the Examination Council of Zambia, ECZ, says that the policy was introduced to an opportune moment. He says that the free education policy had motivated a considerable number of parents and guardians to take the initiative to enroll their children in schools, thereby contributing to the overall improvement of education access in the community. Mr. Kalusa says that the tangible results of this policy, particularly in the context of the ongoing grade 7 examinations, stating that this year there is a notable increase in the number of learners participating in these examinations is evident, reflecting the positive impact of the free education initiative on pupil enrollment and academic engagement.
That the number of candidates seeking for the grade 7 examinations in 2025 stands at 97,659, a significant increase from 63,744 in 2024. Which can be directly attributed to the implementations of the free education policy.
We've come to the end of community news at 14 hours, but before we go, a recap of stories that made headlines. Albinism Foundation of Zambia has called for deliberate school reforms aiming to address various challenges faced by children living with albinism. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, has noted with sadness the reported deaths of three people in Kaloma District of Southern Province for consuming a suspected illicit beer. This is all we had for you in our community news this afternoon. My name is Sharon Piri. Thank you for listening and good afternoon.
Community News.
First, for local news.
On how to comp- about any broadcasting station, get in touch with us. IBA, Mass Media Complex, Ali King Kata Road. PO Box 32475, Lusaka. Or call us on 260-211-2505 at night. Or visit